This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden declared Russia, quote, shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter with what he called a needless war in Ukraine.
Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
Biden on Wednesday delivered a forceful condemnation of Russia's invasion to the international body, speaking out against abuses of civilians in Ukraine.
Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold.
He also said Russian President Vladimir Putin's new nuclear threats against Europe show a reckless disregard for his nation's responsibilities as a nuclear country. Arrests have been made across Russia at anti-war demonstrations, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The clashes with police came after President Vladimir Putin ordered a partial mobilization of reservists for the war in Ukraine. That woman was in a crowd in Moscow saying no to war. She also said, I am not afraid. I am not afraid of anything. The most valuable thing that they can take from us is the lives of our children. I won't give them my child's life. The Moscow prosecutor's office warned organizing or taking part in a demonstration could lead to up to 15 years in prison. Other Russians responded by trying to leave the country, and flights out of Russia quickly became booked. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iranians are experiencing a near total internet blackout amid days of mass protest against the government. An Iranian official on Wednesday had hinted such measures might be taken out of security concerns. The loss of connectivity will make it more difficult for people to organize protests and share information about the rolling crackdown on dissent. Iran has seen widespread protests over the death of a 22-year-old woman who was detained for allegedly wearing the mandatory Islamic headscarf too loosely. Another lawsuit against former U.S. President Donald Trump. His three oldest children and his company are being sued by New York's Attorney General alleging fraud, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is alleging business fraud involving some of Trump's most prized assets, including properties in Manhattan, Chicago, and Washington, D.C.
We uncovered more than 200 examples of false and misleading asset valuations that were used on his statements. The pattern of fraud and deception that was used by Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization for their own financial benefit is astounding.
The AG is referring her findings to the IRS and the U.S. attorney for possible criminal charges. A Trump attorney says the lawsuit is neither focused on the facts nor the law. Julie Walker, New York.
A day after 230 whales were found stranded on the wild and remote west coast of Australia's island state of Tasmania, only 35 are still alive despite rescue efforts that were to continue Thursday. Half the pod of pilot whales stranded in a harbor were presumed to still be alive, but pounding surf took a toll overnight. Officials were going to continue to work to save the rest. The whales beached 2 years ago to the day after the largest mass stranding in Australia's history was discovered in the same harbor. About 470 long-finned pilot whales were found in 2020, and 111 were rescued. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has declared Russia has, quote, shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter, with what he called a brutal and needless war in Ukraine. Biden on Wednesday delivered a forceful condemnation of Russia's invasion to the international body, saying abuses against civilians in Ukraine, quote, should make your blood run cold. He also said Russian President Vladimir Putin's new nuclear threats against Europe show a reckless disregard for his nation's responsibilities as a nuclear country. Reporting by remote, I'm VOA News.